All right, let's move on to Glennie's song. He did a shadow entry also. Separate, cause it's enough. Ensuing bedlam. I'm afraid this time there's no conclusion. Fade away at the end. The ball's not bouncing. You lost your yo-yo. And that's not fair. It's around us. It's in everything. It consumes them. And it's medicine. It's in you too. Get it out. And it is chock full of U2 references, so disqualified. Next. No, I'm kidding. So yeah, no, it's chock full of U2 references, so this is obviously a troll submission, but it's done really well. The layered vocals might be a little muddy sounding here and there, but I don't think that matters all that much since you still get what it's going for. The instrumentation sounds great, and I think the guitar solos are amazing. So it's still a really good listen. And yeah, I think maybe a little bit more attention to the vocals, including the backing vocals, but still great, great, great work.
Yeah, I noticed Glennie was singing this in his lower register, and that's the thing that my ears really picked up on. So when he sings a little bit lower, it's a little bit more somber, and he has got a little bit more gravitas. I feel like he should sing like that more often. He can sound a little bit like Tom Petty, you know, minus the snare. I thought it just sounded really great, and there's relatively few clunkers in the vocal melody. Like, you hear a few, like, on the line running, but, you know, less, I think, than normal for someone who, you know, painstakingly does not correct his vocals. So, yeah, I really was impressed by his lower register, and I think he should explore that. I like the fuzz guitar tone. I liked the way the piano in the intro, the piano and the acoustic sound great together. I wasn't sure what the chord progression was, but I did kind of get a Neil Youngish sort of vibe from it. I don't know where that came from, just some random synapse firing. But yeah, I did not get the chord progression. But overall, I liked this song, and I think this is my favorite song of the Shadows.
He listed his contrafacts as Radiohead. I can't remember exactly which song it was. But then also the David Bowie, that Mott the Hoople song, the All the Young,
All the Young Dudes, yeah.
Yeah. And then a Depeche Mode tune, too. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I over my head. Whoosh.
Yeah.
I'm sure Glennie is going to be sad that nobody understands his work. I certainly don't.
Too hard. Too hard.
Got to pitch it low for us dumbass judges to get.
That's right. Yeah.